Diva and Company. And it is, we're going to put this into Wellness Wednesdays because I have heard of Amway several times, and I started it when I was out in Houston, but I didn't pursue it right away. So I have a very lovely shining star on the phone with me tonight. Her name is Zaria, and she has started her business with Amway. And if you guys don't know about Amway, you can go to Amway.com, look up, you know, their products, their services, everything that they have to offer. Also, they have great YouTube channels to tell you more about the product. But we're gonna let Ms. Zaria tell us about her, you know, commitment to the company and how she got started, and you know, all the good things that's going on with Amway, and how you could connect with her so you can get to, you know, you can get the wellness of your life together, especially going into this new year. Good evening, Ms. Zaria. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Girl, let me tell you. So I've been stuck in this house. The snow is finally going away out here in Harlem, New York. So we're trying to see, things are clearing up. So how was your day?
It was great. You know, I just came back from my therapy session. You know, I'm doing a detox. So, you know, I'm going.
That's what's up.
I'm feeling good, feeling cleansed, you know, getting myself ready for Christmas, ready for the new year, writing down new goals.
Okay.
Getting my mind ready.
Yeah, yeah. I think this year definitely caught us by surprise because we already had things in place and we had things in store that we thought we were going to be doing. And it kind of just shifted some things. But now that we see how things are still formulating and we see how things are still going, now it allows us to get our mindset together. You know, we kind of know, okay, this is still going on. What can I do to help myself so I can better help others, you know? And I think that's a great thing. I think you going to therapy is wonderful.
Oh, yes. I love therapy. I feel like, listen, Black folks, we need to go to therapy.
Hello.
You know, just taking care of yourself, there's really nothing like going wrong, but it's like brushing your teeth.
Right.
You need to get into the habit of it.
Right.
From young, I believe.
Right.
You know, and it's the slight brag, you know, it's a little slight flex, like, y'all go therapy, I'm getting my stuff together.
Yeah.
and, you know, I definitely feel like everyone, that is something that everyone should get into, whether you feel like something is wrong or not. It's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It has humbled me. It has motivated me
wow.
in so many ways. And it gives you tools. It's not just venting, but it's someone giving you tools so mm-hmm. that when you go back into your regular life,
right,
you can handle that in an appropriate manner.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's, you're right. I think, you know, because, you know, we don't grow up learning to say, you know, we need help. We just always try to figure it out or try to carry it without saying, you know what, I might need to get me together, you know, before I establish a relationship with myself.
Yeah.
Before, you know, because we don't understand that we really need a relationship with ourselves before we jump into some, you know, into some things, and we haven't ironed those things out. You know, we definitely have ironed those things out, and I think that you're right. That's very, very that's very important. You know, I think that's great. I think you go, girl. Hey. Absolutely. So you told me, I seen on your Instagram that you are on, you're with Amway, and I, like I said, I got started with them when I was out in Houston, and I did not pursue them full force because life was just all over the place. And but they have some great products.
Yes, like.
So tell us, pretty much telling me how you got started with it. That's what I would like to know.
I got started with Amway. Well, I'm in college. I network, and one of my friends, Sai, you know, I'm under her. And it was something really, she would ask me, not specifically Amway, but she was like, look, there's this business. My aunt and uncle have been doing it for years, and it's really just beauty, health, wellness, and I know that that's something mm-hmm. that you like. She also wasn't, like, pressuring it on me. It's like she mentioned it, and more so me, I was like, okay, I want to be a part of it.
Right.
And then I had meetings with her aunt and uncle, because it is a vetting process. It is something that you're going to have to kind of like motivate yourself with. Hey, do I want to make this money? Because you control the money that you want to make, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really getting yourself out there. I love the products. I purchased the products at a more discounted rate. It's already something that's branded. So I just was like, hey, I'm cool with it. This is something that I'm going to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to let my friend down, because the connections that I'm making are really important.
Okay.
So I was just like, yeah, let me look more into it. I did my research, and I was like, this is something that's already set up.
Right, right.
All I have to be is, you know, making my investment and a communicator, reaching out to people.
Right.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, we have, you know, some immunity gummies, or are you looking to lose weight? How are you? Do you want to be a part of this business?
Right.
And that's something that I really don't ask as much as I should, is do you want to be a part of this business?
Absolutely.
It is a work ethic. It is a process. And it is putting yourself out there.
Right.
But it is something that I truly love. It's a great company with vegan products that work. So I love it. And it's not just, I call myself the vitamin lady. But it also has like personal care items, vitamins, makeup, beauty, weight loss.
Okay.
They also have like home collection too.
I seen that. Yeah, I seen they got a home collection. Like, you need to keep your house clean. Like,
yes, they got but they got sanitizers and everything, soaps, everything. And my family has started to use it, and my dad loves the product. My mom, I think she'd be trying to like use his product on the side. Like,
yeah, you need to go in and do your own order, woman.
Yes.
So, with Amway, because this is what I, you know, I think what kind of got me, because it kept running into me. And when I met one person, they didn't want to tell me right away they were doing Amway. And I was like, don't you trick me. Don't you trick me, because if you trick me, I'm going to say no. But I like for people, when they're doing multi-level marketing type of business, let the person know up front what you're doing. So that way they have time to process, to go do their research, to think about what it is that they really want to do. And that gives them good energy. You didn't come at them sideways. You didn't think about what it is that needed to be done. And I think that's so professional. It's so professional. Like I said, with Amway, they have, like you said, beauty, health, and wellness. When you got started, what was the, you know, what were your initial thoughts? Like, what were you thinking? Like, how is this going to benefit me?
With Amway, like I said before, when you have the control, so I knew I wanted to pay off some student loans.
Amen.
And some student loans that I took out my freshman year got me a little scholarship. But I was like, you know, I want to graduate debt-free completely.
Right.
I also was like, okay, I'm a people person. This is something that I like to get into, just health, beauty, wellness. So I was like, well, why not?
Right.
You know, actually somebody had introduced it to me before during the summer. And I was like, because they really weren't telling me what it was. And then, I'm not going to lie, I got off, I think it was the way that they were not telling me. Like you said, that kind of turned me off.
Mm-hmm.
And like anything, you're going to find that there are some negative things.
Right.
It's just about with everything.
Right.
But I was like, this is something that I can make work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was somebody a little bit closer to me, that I knew had my best interest at heart, she wasn't trying to scheme me. I was like, okay, maybe let me do a little bit more research.
Right.
This is also going to test my patience, like just trying to persevere.
Right.
Because you are going to hear no's.
Yeah.
Is the thing. You are going to not get any responses is the thing. However, if you just keep at it, you will get your yes.
Yeah.
And that yes is so, like, motivating. But like I said before, you know, honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Tell folks exactly what it is, because when they figure out that you're not trying to sell them, they're going to be like,
I know damn well you didn't waste my time. I know you did not waste my time.
Like, so turned off.
Right.
But really, Amway has been here for, like, years.
Years. Like, yeah.
There's folks have, you know, used Amway, and they're, like, in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they were invited into the business and invested themselves into the business when they were my age.
Right.
And just have stuck with it. So this is nothing new. And I think once I noticed that and did my research, like, on their beauty products,
mm-hmm.
they're, like, have been in the top five, like, makeup industries. Like, you associate Amway beauty artistry products
right.
with, like, Lancome number one.
Okay.
Number one. You associate Amway with those top five products. And I was just like, okay, all right. So once I saw that for myself,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I can promote something like this.
Okay.
And before I even started promoting, I did want to see if it worked.
Right.
Because I the last thing I need is somebody being like, Zara is selling these products, and it done broke out my skin, and now I got rashes, and I'm in hives.
I know she didn't.
Yes. So I definitely wanted to try out some things. I definitely have product favorites.
Mm.
And most of them are just, like, really affordable.
Okay.
I really market to people that I know kind of have it, like, and you know,
right.
The folks that you want to get under you are, like, my age.
Right.
But you really want to reach out, especially during these times. You know, maybe someone that's already established in their 40s, in their 30s.
Right.
That can have money to spend on these type of
right.
things. Versus college students.
Who?
Some may have and some may not. But you definitely want to bring those customers in. It's also something you can keep in contact with people and say, hey, you don't have to buy from me all the time. But how are you doing? How are you actually doing?
Right.
That way I can get you, like, some stress relievers, some all-natural, you know, relaxers or creams that might help if you have joint pain, just anything like that. So
right.
I really do enjoy it.
Well, I, you know, like I said, you mentioned the product. How can a person get started? That's a good question because, you know, many of us are like, you know what, I don't know what to do. You know, I've tried this and I've tried that. Girl, I done tried selling hair, lashes, t-shirts. You know, I've tried the hustle bustle. You know, but how can a person get started and how can it be beneficial towards them?
Absolutely. So a person can really get started by being referred.
Okay.
Like a referral system, like anything else, that is the best way to get on, is to get under somebody, because there is mentorship. The process isn't always easy.
Right.
So it is. So you definitely need mentorship.
Okay.
And you there are certain ways that you market this as well, because you don't want to be like, hey, go buy my product. And it's the impersonal thing.
Right.
This is meant to be a personal experience. So if you wanted to get started, you would contact someone or someone would reach out to you.
Okay.
Saying, hey, would you like to be in this business? But as far as I know, you could also go to www.amway.com.
Okay.
Just look throughout the page, and at the bottom of the page, there should be an option that allows you to sign up.
Okay.
I would recommend that you sign up because the company is great, but I would also recommend, like, of course, getting in contact with me so that you would have a line of mentors.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you guys on Zoom calls as well, too? Because, like I said, nobody's meeting, like, face-to-face or having conferences or that, then it, from what I know. But how are you guys meeting and staying connected?
Yes, we definitely, like, my team Team Diamond, you know, we definitely have group chats and Zoom calls. And even when I want to personally just speak to my mentors, I hit them up over the phone. It is really like a, it's like a family. There are audios that you can listen to that are just so motivating that you can apply not only just with this, but in everyday life. Like book, when we read books, we trade books like The Magic of Thinking Big. There are other people that are a part of this that really want to, and yes, it benefits them, but they really want to see you shine. And I do feel like my mentors have gotten invested in me. Besides this, they just want me to be good. And that's what I really love about it. Because it is essentially like a family. So just having that mentorship is good. I know my team, we meet every Sunday. I can't even be at all the team meetings sometimes on Sundays because I'm at my other job. And that's also what I like about it, too. This is something that I do on the side that generates money when I'm not there. So how can I be a part of this? And like I said, it's a team.
You know, when it comes to multi-level marketing and with African Americans, how important is it for you to be healthy and wellness going into, considering that we're dealing with COVID and we're dealing with all these issues? You know, how is that helpful?
I feel like that's just all type of capital within itself.
Absolutely.
It's so important to be healthy, because especially during these times of COVID, because we are more likely to be at risk.
Yes.
And with the coronavirus or COVID-19, we don't know how this thing got started, how it's generated, how we can really fix it. And I know there's a vaccine out that they have just released, but we don't know what home remedies work. So if some folks are walking around with COVID with no symptoms. You know, and it's like a silent attack. Or you have those who are just hurting their entire time. You're paranoid. So not only just your physical health, but your mental health. We've been indoors. We've had to wear masks. I don't know if this is you, but, like, I've seen people not think that there's somebody else. Not once they
take off the mask. Like, girl, I didn't know that was you.
And, like, you know, just realize, like, this is so different. This is such a different process. And just keeping, like, your mental health. I feel like that's something that Black people, we suffer with anyway. We really don't talk about our problems. When we do, we're not really sure how to communicate them. You're in this, in a pandemic with everyone else, so you don't get to see your friends or people that may relieve your stress. You don't do your normal everyday things. And it's like, I know I've gained weight.
Y'all can't see below. I'm glad it got a cut off.
You know, I gained weight and I cried and I had to fall. Had to fail. But it's also shown me, like, I had to be strong. And I can truly say, like, not even on some, like, I'm trying to sell this stuff, but these products do work. Like, there would be times where my sleep schedule would be off. It would be times where I just couldn't, like, get out of bed. And that's, you know, that's a, not okay. So it is so important to have a healthy mind, to have a healthy body. And what you consume is going to affect you, not your physical self, your spiritual self, and, you know, your emotional. emotional and your mental health.
Oh, so, absolutely.
You know, it's all so important. And your mind and your body are always in the same vicinity. Mm. So I know a lot of people are worried about, like, their mental health. And that shows with body aches.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're worried about their physical health. And that shows in, like,
and absolutely.
You know, it's all one. So it's so very important just to take care of yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said about mental health and about your physical well-being. In this day and time, you know, being in a network that is full of people that are motivated and you get in that trickle effect, you know, even though you feel like, oh, my God, it's just me. But then you have this connection. You're like, wow, I can actually pick up the phone and call someone. I can actually do, I got something to do. You know, because many of us have been out of a job and we've been out of, you know, we've been out of place and out of tune with what we're used to doing. And it's amazing how God can turn things around for the betterment and for the good, for us to adapt. Because somebody asked me a couple of days ago, they say, Valencia, are you happy? I said, let me tell you something, honey. There's no such thing as happiness when you need to be content. There is no such thing as happiness if you cannot be content, you know, and I'm going to preach that to somebody need that, because contentment brings on, whether I got a little bit or a lot. Whether they like me or they don't, whether I'm in this shape or not in this shape, or whether I'm here or there, can I be content with everything? You know, then you get to the point where you're happy, because that's the praise. That's your absolute praise. And I feel like a lot of us haven't got to that. That's a growth factor. That's a maturity level in the spirit you have to get to. But there are other things such as Amway and their products and people who are connected that help bring that along. And I think that's so amazing. That is so amazing. And it's almost like, wow, here it was. My mindset wasn't there, or my heart was not there. And now, you know, God is having to work on me during this period of time so that I can elevate, so that I'm elevated to go to the next level, you know, and that contentment brings along that. And I see that all over you. I see it. Oh, my God. From the last time I talked to you, there's a different spirit, you know, and we didn't have a face-to-face conversation. But from the conversation we had over the phone, here it is that you've elevated to another level. And I think and I think that's beautiful. But for that to be contagious. Come on now. Somebody need to say amen. For that to be contagious, you had to be connected to something in order for that door to open. You know, and I think, you know, with you being in Amway and being a beautiful Black woman, so let your light shine.
Yes.
Come on now. Somebody need it. Let your light shine among men, because it's almost like we don't realize what work we have to do. We don't realize what purpose we have. And then we're like, oh, my God, that's what puts us in that state. That's what puts us in that limelight, because we're trying to figure out who we are. When we don't know whose we are, we're trying to figure out who we are. I don't even know where I'm going to this, but we're trying to figure that out. But if we be still and we realize and know, then we can trust and we can move forward, you know, and God starts connecting us with businesses and network and people.
Absolutely.
And it's like I said, it becomes contagious.
It
becomes contagious, and I'm like, "Ooh, goodness!"
Yes, and you know, it was really more than just the money for me too.
Absolutely.
Like, to know I was in control of how much I made, cool, great, but it allowed me to put myself out there. You know, I wanted mentorship. I wanted to be fearless. I wanted to know who I was and to show who I was.
Absolutely.
Know who you are, show who you are. And, you know, just having something that was already created, okay, yes, I love that. Man, I treated it like it was my own, you know? So I want to share that with everybody. You know, you don't have to be under me to sell the product. Try out the product.
Yes.
Because they do put you in like this peaceful mood.
Or come on now.
You can just find stuff for yourself. Self-care is self-love. You took a shower today. You loved yourself enough.
Girl, you washed.
You took a shower today.
Come on now.
You loved yourself enough to get clean, make your bed. It's something about, you know, buying those extra products to make sure that you are good and that you are in a peace of mind and that you put in a personal investment for yourself. That makes you feel good.
Amen.
Whether you're a man, woman,
see how the enemy trying to just shut us off?
Whatever.
Right. Somebody just put on here a message. And they said, Standing Rock said, it becomes contagious and emulsified.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It really does. And you know, just to spread that joy, just to be a part of that, I really do love it. I'm glad that I'm mentored. I'm just going to put them out there. I know they won't care, but I'm mentored by the Cocos, and they're in the Virgin Islands.
Come on now.
It's international. They can also mentor me in ways that I wouldn't get. That's a different culture.
Right.
All the same. Folks like to hear the same thing, but they taught me the skill. They tell me, okay, you don't have to, you know, there are different things that we do, but be personal with it. You know, don't try to force this on people. And that's the last thing you want to do. You never want to be like the bat in somebody's ear.
Come on now.
Because the products speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the first things that they told me. It's already set up for you.
Right.
So definitely, I love Amway as a company, as content creators, because they have YouTube and Instagram and all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I also love the company just as like product producers. Like it's really amazing. And it really has put me at peace. And it's given me an outlet to really just kind of show who I am in a way that may have made me uncomfortable 4 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really do love it.
That's what's up. I'm ecstatic for you. I definitely wish you all the best in, you know, in all your endeavors, because, you know, it takes a leap of faith for us to maybe step out of our comfort zone and put us into a different, like you said, different perspective. With you, you know, going to counseling, and then now you're working on your health and your beauty and your wellness. Like, that's like a 360, you know. We're putting ourselves in position, you know. A lot of us don't want to put ourselves in position because we're so busy watching the world and watching everything, everybody else do everything. But it's okay to look and it's okay to see, but what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you doing? How are you going to influence somebody? How are you going to continue to let your light shine so that you're going to be like, wow, you know, I made a difference. You know, I can walk away, you know, and knowing that I made a difference. And I think that's beautiful. I think it's so beautiful. Like I said, when I first met you, I was like, oh, my gosh, you got such a cute spirit. Yes. And that's what keeps you going.
Absolutely.
That's what, you know, you look at somebody post, you put something out there today, and I was like, wow, I needed that. Just a poquito, just something, just that small.
Yeah.
Just something small. And I'm like, wow, I needed that. Just to push me a little bit further. Because God knows, I'm like, Lord, if I sit here one more day, you know. If I sit here one more day, ooh, you know. But then there's a shift. There's a shift that takes place. You know, you get on your phone, look at Instagram, look at something, you know, some content, and it fills your spirit back up. You get you back to get your mind right. Let people know where they can contact you, how they could get started with Amway. Give them your information so that they can get on the right foot. Okay. Please send it to me as well, too, so that way when I put it on the podcast, people can reach out to you as well, too.
Definitely.
Okay.
You can contact me via email at ZariaTouchstone@outlook.com.
Okay.
That's ZAHRIA.
Oh, Lord, I've been saying your name all wrong. I feel so bad.
ZAHRIATOUCHSTONE@outlook.com. That's going to be like my main form of communication for this specifically.
Okay.
I don't know if this would be like a closed group, but I will put my telephone number out there.
Oh, okay. Don't y'all be calling her for nothing else now. She ain't got time.
And then just contact me via Instagram.
Okay.
At Zaria_Touchstone.
Okay.
And just keep in contact me, message me, let me know that this is something that you would like to be a part of or interested in buying either the products or joining. And I may just start contacting for people as well. That's something that I really need to do. I never want people to feel like I'm pushing this on them.
Absolutely. Let it speak for itself.
Again, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking. So I definitely think I will put, you know, more of myself out there and speaking with the products and saying, hey, you know, this is what this has done for my skin. This is what the company has
absolutely
done for my wallet. Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want positive mentorship?
Right.
You know, do you want, like, a second family that can guide you professionally?
Absolutely. Wow.
And, you know, being surrounded by positivity, I know everybody doesn't have an upbeat moment, but what I love about my mentor specifically is that they're a married couple. Their daughter is a part of it, and she's around my age.
Okay.
I have my friend from school, and although they're not always, although we may not talk every single day, mm-hmm. they are checking in with me weekly, probably not twice a week.
Perfect.
And it's always a positive experience. It's always, hey, how are y'all? How, you know, how can you have a contact with me? You know, we're
yeah.
this meeting is going to be, how Mr. Cotto says, he says, it's going to be good. it's that high energy.
Right.
And they want you to get excited about the new products. They want you to get excited about joining someone on your team because you can lose momentum.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of discipline. And that's what I was really scared of, is discipline. So I started to run towards that, just that. If not, your pockets are going to suffer.
Yeah.
Which I also experienced. You know, I'm still new.
Wow. Like, yeah. It's a learning curve.
To people, that membership is going, it's going to get you when it's time to come around and you didn't put all the work that you could have put in.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. Because you have mentors to, okay, let me pull you over to the side. This is how you do this. A, to get over yourself and, you know, kind of get over yourself and your fears. That's what I really love about. They trying to make sure that you are making money, not only for you,
absolutely.
But you are underneath someone.
Absolutely.
And that's perfectly fine because they still motivating you.
Right.
To make your money and to be happy and to be in a good spot. So I love it.
Well, Miss Touchstone, because I ain't going to jack up your name like I've been doing through the whole podcast.
No, actually, you've been saying it right.
Oh, I was?
But, Zaria. Yeah, you said it right.
People, what? See, how the enemy be trying to trick me? He better get on up out of here because I ain't got time for that. But anyway, Ms. Touchstone, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your commitment, you know, as you go further in your journey, because there's so much more you have to do. There's so much work you have that's going to take place. So you guys can check her out on Instagram, and you can go on Amway.com and get a hold of some of the products. So if you're trying to get yourself together before this new year, we don't have much time, but if you're going to go into the new year with a new way of thinking and a new way of a new stride in your step, you know, definitely get over to Amway. You can get in touch with Ms. Touchstone. I will put all these details on the podcast. So once again, you've listened to Virtuous Diva and Company. You guys stay blessed. Stay blessed, stay blessed, stay blessed. Thank you so much. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
My following is growing, but it's still small.
Girl.
I just really appreciate you.
You know what? Thank you so much. When I started my podcast, I started a couple years ago. And when I came to New York, I thought I was doing it, but I wasn't doing it to this extent. And a lady reached out to me. Her name was Miss Summers, and it was National Autism Month. And she says, do you do interviews? I was like, no. She said, but I think you should. And from that point on, talking about autism, which I have a nephew who just got diagnosed, she opened up that platform for me. And I don't think if it was for her asking me that question, like, well, do you do interviews, or are you reaching out to people, or, you know, your podcast can't be just about you. And I was like, well, yes, it can, you know, so, but you know, God, they have a book called Purpose Driven Life. I'm not sure if you heard of it, if you have. But that first chapter talks about it's not about you, you know, and that's the main thing I grabbed from that book was it's not about you, you know, and if you make your business about other people, you'll win every time. You know, if you make it about not yourself all the time, if you're only praying for yourself, how are you expecting God to really answer your prayers if you haven't taken it off yourself? You know, and I think that's so beneficial, you know, because I've connected with people, not just in America, but like even Africa. I'm thinking like, okay, all right, I like this, you know, so exactly. And I don't, like I said, when I went to B&H the other day to look at that light, I said, you know what, God, I don't know where you're taking this, and I don't know how it's going to truly affect my life so it can affect other people's life, but let it be effective, you know, let it be effective. And from there, I just kept going. And there are days I'm like you, I don't want to get out the bed. I'm like, oh Lord, I need 5 cups of coffee. And for some reason, I just keep going. And you know, I talked to my nephews and they got all the energy in the world because they're young kids, but I just keep going because I let them fill me up and talk to them on FaceTime, and whatever energy they got, they transferred, and I'm like, woo, let's go. You know, let's go. You know, because it's in the likeness of that we build our own platform, or we build a platform for ourselves. You know, yeah. And that's what I kept thinking when I watched Oprah on YouTube, and she talked about her 20 pet peeves or things that she, you know, does to encourage herself. I'm thinking like, wow, you know, some of these things I didn't think of. And I think it's so important that, you know, us as Black women, we do something that's effective, you know, that's contagious. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest. Live it to the fullest, you know.
Yes.
and you know, not to get too personal on my end, but loving myself, I had to do.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, at this age, I see all types of, people wanting to have boyfriends. You know, even down to just like friendships, you know, you really have to love yourself first.
Yeah.
Before you give, because you always want to be careful of what you're giving, you know? And just that self-care, like that self-love, you need that energy, you know, to give, but to also care for yourself. So I completely agree, and I just want to thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stuff out there, like, just to, you know, help others. Like, I love it.
I think I'm so geeked up because I want to hear people's faith stories. I want to know how you got started, what pushed you, because sometimes we don't hear enough of those. So we see what you're doing, but we don't hear the story behind it. You know, and so what if you're starting at the bottom? Because I think about Martin Luther King, and I was saying this last night in my prayer. I was like, Lord, when Martin Luther King preached that message, he can, you know, about being on the mountaintop, he can see. He was talking about us being at the bottom, reaching up to the top, you know, and we don't consider that in his speech because he says, I've been to the mountaintop. I'm waiting for you to get here. I'm waiting for you to get here, you know, and that right there alone, if that doesn't do anything for anybody, you know, I think we've missed the mark. We've definitely missed the mark, you know, and here we are. That's all I can say. Here we are. You know, and we, like I said, we'll get to the other side. We'll get to the other side.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, I'm like I said, I'm thankful for you as well too, because like I said, that beautiful smile. Oh my God, I was like, that girl got a smile on her. You know, and that's past confidence. That's past confidence. That's like, you know what? I'm here. I planted my feet, and boom, I got work to do. You know, that's what that smile represents.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, sometimes just a smile can just cheer people up. You know, believe it or not, I had to learn to show myself friendly. Honestly.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. I was always, my parents didn't play that, being mean and stuff like that. Yeah. I've always been nice and kind. But I think at one point, I would get like picked on a lot. So I just kind of built like this, you know, hard exterior and not even realizing. And I feel like a lot of women, black women specifically, we built this hard exterior.
Oh, absolutely.
To defend ourselves with really just showing them like I'm a smile regardless.
Yeah.
Is all the confidence that you need. It fills you up and it lets them know I'm not bothered.
Yeah. But you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
And it just shows like, you know, it also makes people feel good. Sometimes folks just need to see you smile.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to smile just because. You know, if you smile for like 10 seconds, you'll feel better.
Like, just keep that smile on your face, girl. Just keep it right there. But you know what I made myself to have a habit of? While I'm out in the streets, because I got a coat I love to wear, and I call it my Joseph coat. So while I'm out in the streets, I make it my business. Now, I don't think everybody does this, but I make it my business to project my energy on another sister or brother. Because if I see you looking sharp, I'm be like, wait a minute, hold on, because girlfriend, you doing that. Like, I will stop you, literally stop you. And I try not to scare them, because you know when you tap people on the shoulder in New York, girl, they ready to fight. So I'm like, oh, I can't do that, Jesus. How can I be more effective? You know, how can I put a smile on somebody else's face? Because you don't, your energy, and like you said, that smile and, you know, just that being that contagious, you don't know what that did to that person for the rest of the day. Because they could have been mad about anything. They could have had worried about anything. And I, like I said, I make it my business, whether I'm on the subway, whether I'm walking on the street, whether I'm at an event, you know, because I try to take my camera everywhere I go. But I'm just like, wow, that's what's up. You know, they may not remember me. They might not even know who I am up under this mask. But at least they know somebody gave me a word today or somebody told me I was fly. You know?
Yes, and that make people feel good. You know, I love seeing folks' face when you just, like, just boosted their confidence.
Indeed.
Oh, my goodness, you were just so beautiful. And not even just exaggerating on it.
Yeah.
I think when I first made it a point to, like, start complimenting people on purpose, I would hear people, and, you know, some folks wouldn't say thank you. They'd be like, oh. And I just developed, like, oh, I'd be like, no, just say thank you, because I wouldn't have told you. Look, I'm not complimenting you to make you feel good. I'm telling you because I'm being true, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, it makes you feel good, and just that smile on your face makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So
it goes that way, and I don't think we compliment each other enough. You know, out of the abundance of our heart, you know, we don't do it enough, or we don't, you know, and sometimes I see people, you know, be a good Samaritan or, you know, go out of their way to do something, you know, while I'm out, but it's very rare, you know, it's very rare. I am in New York and there's, you know, we on a different boulevard out here, you know, but if you see it and you recognize it, you know, see the need, take the initiative. I think that's very, very important. Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to hold you because, of course, I got this sweatshirt on, honey, and I'm about to pass out because it's hot.
It's hot here,
too. The heat is on, plus I got the other heat on, and I was like, oh, Jesus, it got hot up in here.